This is Ozarks at Large. Airports across the country are being hit hard by social distancing. To help them weather the pandemic, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, includes $10 billion in economic relief funds for airports. The Federal Aviation Administration is awarding $51 million in grants to Arkansas airports, including Northwest Arkansas National Airport, which is receiving $8.2 million in aid. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with public relations and marketing specialist Alex English about how the funding will help XNA.
The relief funds that we're receiving from the CARES Act, we're going to use primarily for essentially keeping the airport afloat, keeping it working and operational. So this will go to payroll for our XNA staff, all of our administrative staff. That includes our fire station, our firemen, our police officers, our security, our administrative workers, our front desk, our financial team, all of those important employees that we need to keep XNA running. That'll also include things, month to month as far as utilities, operationals, maintenance. All of that is pivotal for planes to come in and out of XNA and to keep the lights on, essentially. So that's what the majority of it will go towards as of right now.
With the pandemic, airports nationwide are obviously seeing fewer passengers with social distancing. How much has travel dropped out of XNA?
So we just officially got our March numbers back, and we are down in March by about 52%, which is an incredible, drastic decrease, obviously. And we are projecting that there will be even less passengers for April as this pandemic and this crisis continues to, make people want to stay at home, and essential travel is lessening day by day, and we are seeing record drops at XNA. I think this past weekend April 13th, April 12th was this past weekend, and we dipped under 100 passengers on Saturday, which I don't know if that's ever been the case at XNA. So pretty devastating numbers, but not unexpected, and this is something that airports are bracing for throughout the world, throughout the United States. But it is obviously a little disheartening working at an airport, but we're looking forward to the day where this is behind us and we're having all of our loyal passengers and our Northwest Arkansas community flying through again and everything going back to normal.
With fewer passengers, have airlines cut back on how many flights they're offering out of XNA?
Definitely. So we've had several suspensions in destinations just completely for the time being. I know just off the top of my head, San Francisco was one of the first to go, Newark, Philadelphia, our Denver flights. Just about all of our airlines have cut back, as they have just about across the board for all airports. They have taken a pretty big cut on their daily flights. So that also is something that we recommend if you are flying right now to definitely check with your airline to see if anything has changed, if there's any possibility of cancellation, because right now it's, things are changing quickly and what feels like minute to minute. So there are people who are still traveling, and we recommend to, check with your airlines because things are changing day to day.
How are things going for your tenants? As an airport, you lease space to, say, like a restaurant. Are they just closed, or have they cut back on hours? What does that look like?
So things look definitely quite different within our terminals right now as far as what's open, what's not. Their hours have been changed just to kind of try and keep up with what's been going on with the drastic decrease in passengers and customers. We are in negotiations right now with our current tenants, with all of our vendors at XNA, including our, our restaurants, our concessions, our airlines, our car rentals, our parking services, and those agreements and any amendments that we'll make to their current contracts, whether it's an abatement or a deferral or whatever that might look like, those will be taken to our board for final approval before anything is decided on. And our chief business development officer, Andrew Branch, he's doing all of those negotiations currently to try and come to terms with some sort of agreement that could help our current tenants right now, because obviously this is not ideal for any parties right now.
How has the pandemic affected any construction projects that you've been working on?
So far, XNA, currently, we aren't in actual construction on many of our projects. We're in more of the design phase, like for our terminal redesign. A lot of those are in more design, and those we're going forward with because we want to be ready if and when the day comes that things go back to normal and we're needing these updates at XNA. These are things that we want to do. We want to, you know, aesthetically and just for operationally to be the best airport that we can be. We are moving forward with one construction project that it's Taxiway Bravo, and that will be going forward. Construction on that, I'm not 100% sure on the exact date that will start, but that will be going forward. And, you know, with this additional money that we've received from the FAA, it will help with, you know, any future construction plans that we may have as well.
People have been asked to reduce their travel, but for those who do need to access the airport, how is the experience going to be different for them when they show up?
Several things have changed. And just to preface, I would definitely go onto our website and maybe check out our social media too. We update all the time. We have a page specifically for COVID changes, essentially COVID-19 changes to the airport. Things like shuttles to and from the parking lot to the terminal, that is temporarily suspended. But if you do need assistance getting to and from the airport, we do have a number to call on all of the parking ticket gates and whatnot. Valet services have been temporarily suspended. And then if you are flying, we welcome you to come in. But if you're not a ticketed passenger flying out of XNA, we ask that you don't come in, you know, at this time, just to reduce the amount of people and to encourage social distancing as much as possible. And then we have restricted our entryway to one entrance. So we usually have three, and we're restricting that to one just to make sure the flow of people and to keep everything just streamlined right now for social distancing, to make that as easy as possible for our passengers. Parking is very much available right now. Those are kind of the changes you'll see. And then it's obviously not nearly as busy. So there won't be quite as many passengers that you'll be in line at security with. So those are the major changes as of right now to the airport.
There are several unknowns with this, but what other steps are you as an airport taking to ensure that you'll be able to still provide services once this is all over and things go back to some kind of normal?
Our finance team, we have a wonderful financial team at XNA. We have a new CFO that I think he's just hitting almost, he's been there for a year, maybe April, May, and they are looking for additional discretionary funding from the FAA. The research that they're doing, the work that they're doing is looking for additional funding because airports require, you know, They're not cheap, to say the least, you know, and a lot of that money that comes in is from revenue. It's from, you know, ticketed passengers and people that are renting cars and coming through and eating at our restaurants and whatnot. So we're definitely looking for other discretionary funding as of right now, but what that will look like is to be determined as of right now.
Anything else we should know?
We hope everyone's staying safe. And we, you know, if you're flying through XNA right now, I hope you're confident in the fact that our administrative staff, we have taken every precaution as far as disinfecting the entire airport every day, once a day with a, you know, hospital grade disinfectant. And we have hand sanitizer stations all throughout the terminal for you guys. And if you ever have any concerns or questions, please feel free to reach out to our social media. Our administrative offices are always, they're still open 8 to 5, answering questions, taking calls. So any questions or concerns, we're here to be there for our community.
That was Alex English, Public Relations and Marketing Specialist for Northwest Arkansas National Airport. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda via Zoom last week. For updates from the airport during the pandemic, you can visit flyxna.com.